Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
And I've been talking a lot this week about Harry Potter, Bob. Like, a lot.
It's basically, yeah, carte blanche for book week for you to get to talk about it. So go ahead. I can't stop you.
Well, look, I think the origin story of my Harry Potter obsession is quite interesting. So let's do it, shall we? Set the scene. Any excuse for the Harry Potter music. The reason I got into Harry Potter is because I was a big wimp as a child.
Really?
Yes, I was such a little scaredy cat. And as you know, because you're the same age as I am, we sort of grew up in that period where the books and the movies were still coming out, and it was kind of a big deal.
I feel like I was too young for that movie when it came out. I was really scared by the face on the back of the head.
How creepy was that? Like, this is a children's book slash series.
And it put me off, but you kept going.
And that kicked it off because all my friends were watching Harry Potter, and I found it horrific. And I just remember the real, like, straw that broke the camel's back was the fourth movie. Spoiler alert, but if you haven't seen it, like, that's on you.
I haven't, but go on.
Cedric Diggory's death terrified me.
That's Robert Pattinson, right?
Yeah.
I know
the very one, Edward Cullen. It terrified me. It was horrible, and I refused to ever watch them again. And all my friends were like, why? What are you talking about? You know, it's a great series. So my mum's friend lent me the books, and I was so hesitant. I was like, I don't want to read them. They're scary in the movie. They'll be scary as a book. But I got through it, and then once I finished the series, I was able to watch the movies without being scared because I knew what was coming and I knew how it happened and I'd seen it all in my head already.
That's really nice because you hear about people who are reading the Game of Thrones books to have like that information over people. I know who's going to die. You were just doing it because you were scared.
I was just a little bit scared, yeah. Oh, I think that's okay, right?
That's nice. Look, I think that's the kind of stories we should be sharing about the power of reading. Mm-hmm. I know I don't do enough reading at all. Maybe I probably read a self-help book, am I right? No, there's got to be some lessons and life skills or just life values that you can take from reading a good book.
There is a lot to be said for reading. I know you and I have had the debate book first movie before, but for me, the books led me to the movies, and I'm still that person that sits there and goes, that didn't happen in the book, but at least I watched them, right?
I'm retroactively very proud of you, Brooke.
Thank you very much, and happy book week, everybody.